In today's gospel, the Pharisees and the Sadducees try to catch Jesus again. And you may be wondering what the difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees is. Well, one of the principal differences is that the Pharisees believed in the resurrection of the body, as we do today, and that we would be reunited with our bodies and be able to live with God forever. The Sadducees did not believe this. They believed that when we died, certainly our bodies did not rise again, and the afterlife, in fact, was just a big question for them. And that's why they were sad, you see. Now, that's an old joke, and I wasn't going to tell it, but I told it at the youth group, and they all liked it, or seemed to, and they encouraged me to tell it. So if you hate puns, you can blame them. So in this gospel, though, they try to trap him with that question of what is the greatest commandment, trying to get him to pick one above the other, which will cause them then to say that he doesn't really follow the law if he thinks that one of them is more important, and the lesser important one then maybe doesn't need to be followed. But instead, he turns everything on its head, and he says that the two most important commandments are that you will love God with all that you are, and your neighbor as yourself. And this takes the two tablets of the commandments, the Old Testament, the first tablet having to do with our relationship with God. Those first commandments are all about honoring God before all else, not taking his name in vain, honoring his day. The second half is all about our relationship with others, not killing people or hurting them, not committing adultery or falling into other types of sexual sins, not coveting what other people have, not lying about people and not lying to people. And all of these together make up the entirety of the law. So in one sense, we can say that the only thing that matters in the law is love, but not in a modern interpretation of it, that all we need is to have these warm feelings for others. Actually, this law of love is very demanding and does not take away the Ten Commandments, but rather strengthens them, because they aren't just arbitrary commandments given to us to limit us. Rather, they are commandments that have something to do with who we are, who we were created to be, and who God is as our loving Father. So if we really honor God first, if we put him before all else, that there's not other gods in our lives, be it money or fame or even our own family, then that's the first step. Why? Because when we truly love God first, it helps us to love others better. When we truly love God, we recognize God in others, so that even in those times when it's more difficult to love those closest to us, you know, our friends, our family, our loved ones, we're not just loving them because we have good emotions at the time. We're loving them through the difficult times because we recognize God within them, that each of them was created in the image and likeness of God. And that helps us to love them throughout everything, to make those hard choices to love. It even helps us to love ourselves because we understand ourselves rightly as sons and daughters of God. So those times when we feel like beating ourselves up, it's a time when we can turn to God, who we know made us, and return to him. So it is with the second half of the commandments. Once we recognize God and others, the other commandments become easier and even more fulfilling, because we're not just honoring the person when we don't offend them, we're honoring the God who created them. Just recently, my parents were going through their attic, and they put out all these bins full of stuff from my childhood and high school and college years. And I had to go through and throw out a bunch of things because they're downsizing the amount of space they want to be taking up. So as I was going through, it really helped me to realize who was really important, because if there was something that was given to me, a card or some sort of gift that was from somebody very close to me, it was something I chose to keep. So things that my parents had given me, or my sister, or my friends who are very close, or my grandparents, these are things that I kept. Because I saw some value, not because of the item itself, but because of the one who created it. With people, it's very similar. We see the value in them in themselves, more so than these material things. But even more than that, when we honor those around us, we're honoring God. We honor the one who created that person and put them in our life as a gift. So if we honor God first, we honor each other even better. That's why it's never, if we put our trust and our love in God, it never detracts, it rather adds from the love we have for those closest to us. So how do we do this in practice? Well, first we have to come to know, love, and serve God. We have to know Him. That's why it's so important to be reading the Scriptures, to be learning more about the church that He founded, to understand who God really is. And there's many ways to do this. Of course, by reading the Bible itself, by reading good Catholic literature, but even by doing things like listening to Catholic radio. I'm a big believer in listening to EWTN radio when I'm doing other things, because you do learn a lot about the faith and about who God is just from listening to that. So we come to know God. Then we have to know Him not only intellectually, which is only half the battle, and really less than half, but also through our relationship with Him. Many saints have had incredible insights about who God is, and they were illiterate, but they had that personal relationship with our Lord that allowed them to know Him person to person. So it's not enough simply to know things about Jesus, though it's important, but to actually come to know Him. And the only way we can do that is by having a daily prayer life. And of course, by following the commandment of honoring the Lord's Day, of coming to receive Him in communion. Because that's the greatest gift we can ever receive, to have that intimate union with the one who loves us so much. And we're not doing God any favors by spending time in prayer. We have to change that idea. Because that time that we spend in prayer is a small gift of ours, the time that is precious to us, giving it to God. But He gives us a relationship with the all-knowing, all-loving founder of the universe who created us in love. And then when we do that, we examine how that extends to other people. We look at what the commandments are about the way we love one another. Fidelity to our spouses. Loving our children. Not gossiping about others. Not falling into coveting what other people have, but rather having gratitude each and every day for what God has given us. Each time we covet something, which are what those last commandments are about, it's really an offense against God, because it means that we're not grateful for the things that He's given us. And we've been given, each of us, so much. So if we do those things, if we put God first, and we put everything else in our lives second, then we love everything more. And we come to be appreciative of what we have. And eventually, we realize that we really are living and walking with God. It transforms us. And that allows us to have that happiness of knowing that we'll one day be with God forever. And then we won't be sad, you see.